My name is Kitao. Thank you very much for joining us today, despite your tight schedule. Thank you for this big turnout. I also would like to extend my gratitude to all of your support for our business. Thank you very much. Now, without further ado, let us start the explanation about fiscal year 2017 financial results. The FY 2017 consolidated performance with IFRS, it was from the fiscal year 2012, and we achieved record highs. The revenue, 337,017 million yen. 337,017 million. That was revenue for fiscal year 2017. Up 28.7%. Pre-tax profit, 71,810 million, up 66.5%. The profit for the period, 55,958 million yen, up 97.7%. Profit attributable to owners of the company, 46,684 million, up 43.8%. ROE, 11.6% compared to fiscal year  2016, up 2.9%. Consolidated pre-tax profit for the past 5 years with IFRS. Fiscal year 2014, SBI Mortgage, currently called ALFI, was sold, and the proceeds was 19.2 billion. With that, 63.1 billion. That was the figure. For fiscal year 2017, we even exceeded that number with 71.8 billion. Japan Company Handbook Spring 2018 forecast was 60 billion, and the Nikkei Kaisha Jouhou Premium, 55 billion was the forecast. We exceeded these two numbers as well. Fiscal year 2017 performance by segment. Financial services business, 270,272 million, up 20.7%. Asset management business, 117,572 million, up 51.8%. Biotechnology-related business, 4,199 million, down 24%. Pre-tax profit. Financial service business, 63,888 million, up 30.6%. Asset management business, 56,491 million, up 307.6%. Biotechnology-related business, -37,252 million. The former SBI Mortgage, this the subsidiary, the selling was at the time it was 67.3 billion, and that was the record high. For here on this page, we do not have the record high for financial service business. The dividend, 85 yen, up 35 yen year-on-year. We look at the amount of the sum of dividend payouts and share repurchase costs. In other words, total shareholder return ratio of 40% as a minimum. That is our policy. Based on that, 40.1%, that is 85 yen. The Japan Company Handbook Spring and the Nikkei Kaisha Jouhou Premium forecast 70 yen, so exceeded greatly that forecast. That said, as to the dividend, this minimum 40%, the policy remains unchanged. Looking forward, As to the level of fair value gains from operating investment securities, which does not generate cash flow as a percentage of the company's consolidated pre-tax profit, the shareholder return amount will be determined by making adjustments such as deducting the total amount of fair value gains from the company's pre-tax consolidated profit. For example, what kind of cases am I envisioning? Ripple in the U.S. Getting the listed, 1 trillion yen, and we have 10%, so 100 billion yen. There is no cash coming in, but the other 200 billion payout for the other dividend, according to the current policy, that will be problematic for our cash flow. It's not just about Ripple, but the other such cases could happen. Therefore, for these expected cases, we now have this additional policy. As to the shareholder benefits for fiscal year 2017, ALA Plus products, such as ALA Plus Gold, are used for this purpose. We have many ALA-related, five ALA-related products, including ALA Cosmetics. The shareholders holding shares for more than 1 year and 1,000 or more shares as of March 31st, 2018, or the others that are holding 100 shares or more as of March 31st, 2018, are subject to this benefit. Now, business overview of each segment. First, securities-related business. The operating revenue and all the profit items recorded historical highs. Operating revenue, 116,760 million, up 29%. Operating income, 53,570 million, up 41.1%. Ordinary income, 53,798 million, up 41.7%. Profit attributable to owners of the company, 36,812 million, up 32.4%. All record highs. SBI Securities, their Rakuten, Matsui, Cap.com, and Monex. Now here we have the operating income and others. As you can see, our shares are dominant. The number of accounts with the other 4,261,000 and deposit assets, the 12.9 trillion yen. We are probably slightly lower than the sum of all the other companies. The operating income is a dominant level, dominantly higher than the other companies. Now, number of accounts have reached a level that is competitive with major face-to-face securities companies. Please look at our growth. Data from June 2011 to March 2018. This compound annual growth rate, 9.7%. That's the growth rate exceeding Daiwa Securities. And Daiwa stopped to announce their results here. And Nomura is growing only at 1.1%. So it's just a question of time. Our number of accounts will exceed that of Nomura eventually. That is for sure. So under such circumstances, how are we thinking about our next strategy? On the retail side, we are a dominant player. Now we would like to focus more on the wholesale business so that our total capability will be a stronger one. On the wholesale side, we have been focused on the underwriting of the IPO shares. And the other underwriting share, although from April 2017 to March 2018, there were 79 IPO companies, among which we participated in 75 of them, and for some of them as lead the managers. So underwriting share is 94.9%. And also we are focused on the financial, corporates and the we established financial institutional sales department in July 2016, and as of March 31st, 2018, that we have 871 financial institution clients for equity, bond, investment trust, these businesses are expanding greatly. And also for the public the bonds and the newly issued municipal bonds and the public bonds are also in the picture of our operation. And from June 2017, we established investment banking department. Using this new department, we are collaborating with SBI Group Company to provide finance and business consulting services for the listed companies, as well as various M&A-related services, collaborating with SBI Group Companies. So we are very much focused on wholesale as well. Next, SBI Prime Securities was newly established. This is to provide the prime service to SBI Securities' large volume customers. What kind of prime service is it? We have stock brokerage commission, free for large volume customers. Now, banking-related business. The announcement of the SBI Sumishin Net Bank that will be on May 11th about their results on the J-GAAP basis, and it is expected to be the record high, or it is the record high, the results. And here we have IFRS-based results for the SBI Sumishin Net Bank, the equity in earnings of affiliates, up 18.4% year-on-year to 3,770 million yen. Now, the number of accounts and the amount are increasing. The 3,210,000 number of accounts as of the end of March 2018, very steady growth. And also, the 4,425 billion yen of the deposit amount for the online among online and the players that we are number one. For the housing loan, it is increasing at the accelerated basis. And the amount of housing loans as of April 9th, they exceeded 4.2 trillion yen. And as of the end of March, it was 3,187 billion yen. And we have three types. First, the housing loans processed directly by SBI Sumishin Net Bank via alliance with real estate or banking agency specialized product called Mr. Housing Loan Real. And the second type is the banking agency business for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank called Internet Exclusive Housing Loan. When it comes to housing loan, we are talking about long-term business. So the long-term and short-term business plans should be a good one. And when we increase only the long-term loan, it will break the balance. So that's why we are doing this business of agency business for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank. And the third type is long-term fixed rate product called Flat 35, the fixed rate for 35 years. And from June 2016, we improved customer convenience with the launch of the online application service for group credit life insurance directed to Internet Exclusive Housing Loan applicants. So the more convenient for our customers. And expansion of the sales channel through face-to-face shops of partner companies, it is also contributing to the increase in housing loan business. Good Morning from January 2017, MX Mobiling from October 2017, iF Create from March 2018. Through those are the bank agents. They account for 18.6% of the loan execution amount by banking agencies. Now the insurance.
So as an insurance group, we have insurance, life insurance, as well as a three small amount short-term insurance companies. And we comprise an insurance group with these companies. On an IFRS basis, profit before tax was 2,263 million yen, up by 20.3%. The number of contracts in the insurance group was 1.74 million, which was up by 6.7% year-on-year. steadily, the insurance group has been growing. When you just look at the insurance business, 360 million is the profit before income tax expenses, which was up by 172.7% year-on-year. Expenses ratio has been falling to 18.6%. The loss ratio went up tentatively due to the result of payments for major insurance claims, but the combined ratio ultimately was at 91%. For the number of contracts, it increased steadily and exceeded 1 million contracts. From the end of March 2011 to the end of March 2018, CAGR was more than 20%. One of the reasons why we are seeing such growth is because of our ecosystem. On a comprehensive basis within the group and outside of the group, we have been pursuing synergies. For example, InsWeb and SBI Sumishin Net. As an acquisition ratio for fire insurance, the two account for approximately 70%. Furthermore, for the insurance products, we are intending on offering it to companies outside of the group. With regional financial institutions, our relationships are deepening, and we currently already determined seven companies, of which four are regional financial institutions, who will be handling SBI Insurance's products. Plans are for sales to start shortly. Next is life insurance. For March 2018, on a J-GAAP basis, preliminary ordinary profit was approximately 500 million yen. The number of contracts was approximately 110,000. Annualized premium was 7,210,000,000. Because we started credit life insurance sales, we've been seeing the growth accelerate. With regards to number of new contracts, as you can see here, it was 33,161, and we've been seeing steady growth. Earlier, I talked about credit life insurance, and it's been determined to be introduced at Hannon Shinkin Bank. With regional financial institutions, we have been engaging in sales. From 2018 fiscal year, several financial institutions are expected to adopt this product. With regional financial institutions, we have a strategy set forth, and for all of our operating companies, in various ways, our relationship with these institutions are deepening. As for SSI, small amount short-term insurance, we have Rista that carries earthquake indemnity insurance. We also have Iki Iki SSI, Nihon Small Amount and Short-Term Insurance Company. All three companies combined, we saw growth of 11.5% year-on-year when it comes to premium income. In this way, we are seeing each of the companies grow steadily. Next is the asset management business. Revenue was 117.6 billion, up by 51.8%. Profit before income tax expenses, included in this is SBI Savings Bank, which is a savings bank from Korea. When we acquired it, everybody complained and criticized us. However, as of March 2018, it has generated profits of 14 billion. On a year-on-year basis, it was up by 148.1%. Also, out of profit before income tax expenses, profit and loss from the change in fair value and profit loss on sales of investment and securities was 44.4 billion. Listed securities accounted for 7.4 billion, and unlisted securities accounted for 37 billion. For unlisted securities, the market itself, when it goes up, unlisted securities valuations go up as well. Also, for unlisted securities, we are early investors somewhat. When we go into the next round of finance in the next stage, the fundraising prices keep on increasing. In that way, valuations rise. Of course, there are cases where we exit and sell the unlisted securities. With that as a backdrop, we've been seeing the valuations rise. For March 2018, on a full year basis, IPO and M&A deals were 13, but for March 19, we are expecting a substantial increase. For example, for fintech companies, expected IPO timing for the fintech fund, there are 67 comprising this fund. We've already invested 24 billion out of the 30 billion. The rest is being kept, but we have basically finished our investments. There were one in 2017, 24 in 2018, and 12 are expected in 2019, and 21 are expected in 2020 to go to market and IPO. For these fintech companies, sometimes we make direct investments from SBI Holdings, and we have invested so far approximately 16 billion yen. A total of approximately 40 billion has been invested into fintech companies. Furthermore, TP Bank in Vietnam listed on the Ho Chi Minh Securities Exchange lately. They have restrictions for investments for a foreign affiliated company, so the limit is 20%, and we are at its close to the limit at 19.9%. We invested back in August 2009. Our investment steadily grew, and the closing price on the first day of listing was 153 yen, but it was at least 2.5 times the original investment price. There are 354 companies listed on the Ho Chi Minh Securities Exchange, but the market cap was 25th, and it was 89 billion yen. Already posted a valuation gain of approximately 7.6 billion in fiscal 2017. For fiscal 2018, we are also expecting a profit contribution of several single digits of billions of yen, considering the current price. Also, I talked about the fintech fund and that we pretty much completed our investments. With regards to the next fund, there's a new fund called the AI and Blockchain Fund, which is not invest only in the financial areas, but also in blockchain technologies and obviously AI. It will be investing into a variety of industries extensively. That's what we expect. That is why it is called SBI AI and Blockchain LPS. We expect it to be about 50 billion. Ultimately, we started at 20 billion, and it's reached 34 billion so far. Various financial institutions, regional financial institutions have been making commitments, and also from overseas, we've been gaining interest. Blockchain-related investments, I believe that we have started to become respected by global institutions, and that's the reason why we are able to attract such interest. It's a fund for AI and blockchain. In the non-financial areas, we will continue to make investments. That's what we hope to do. For the first investment, a deep learning company, an AI software provider for autonomous driving, Ascend Robotics is a company we invested in. Also, SBI Savings Bank of South Korea. In June 2013, we bought a poorly performing company. After, we steadily turned it around. Now, on a full year basis, which is from January to December, for December 2017, we were able to see performance at 88.9 billion. Looking at the balance of performing loans, it is at 503 billion yen, out of which retail is at 316 billion yen. For the delinquency ratio, it's decreased dramatically, and it's currently at 5.3% on a total basis. For retail, it looks like it's been up from 4% to 4.2%, but it's due to regulation changes. It temporarily increased because of the non-sale of delinquent loans, but we expect for the next fiscal year, it'll be around 3.6%. It is now a sound bank, and we believe it's the best savings bank in South Korea now. Next is Morningstar. For operating income, ordinary income, we've been able to increase it on a year-on-year basis for the ninth consecutive fiscal year and updated historical record of profits for the seventh consecutive fiscal year. We've been seeing net income grow by 18.4% year-on-year. No, it was 7.2% up, and the margins were 18.4%. But in any case, the profitability is very high. Next is biotechnology related. For bio related, for SBI Biotech, there was a licensing out, and there was a milestone payment. And for this fiscal year, it is slightly negative. For Quark, there are two phase three items. And due to the clinical tests that are being conducted, costs have been up, and we are at minus 7.9 billion. For all our related business, it turned positive for the first time. For Quark, I will be talking about this later, but there's two items in phase three. And for phase two, it's been very successful. That's in our pipeline for AKI, acute kidney injury. So there is no medicine to treat this. So AKI is basically attempting to treat this disease. The results of phase two, when you look at it, all of the primary endpoints are perfectly achieved, and some were achieved for secondary. So I think this is a very large outcome. And for phase three, I believe we can go to phase three without any question. With regard to the phase three protocols, currently, we are going to proceed to phase three. However, with the FDA in the U.S., we are currently talking about the protocol for phase three. So if things go well, we believe this is going to be a tremendous achievement. And we will be able to go and list on NASDAQ if the phase three, three items in phase three, prove to be successful. And that's what we've decided. Furthermore, for SBI Pharmaceuticals, it's achieved full-year profitability for two consecutive years. We've been licensing out to Neopharma, which is a company from Abu Dhabi. And full-year profitability for 2 years in a row has been achieved. Last year, we have licensed out to Chugai Pharmaceuticals for bladder cancer. Alipromo, it grew by 29.6%. Sales exceeded 1 billion, and profit before tax is only 40 million. However, we've been able to see full-year profitability. There are more than 1,000 types of foods with function claims. However, in February 2018 rankings, Alaplus Toe Down, which is sugar down, it means that sugar levels are going down. For people with high sugar levels, this is recommended. But in any case, the 30-capsule product ranked ninth. It ranked in the top 30 for 24 consecutive months since March 2016, because the top 30 are being announced ever since. For the bio-related business, there were drug pipeline impairment losses that were recognized. On an amount basis, it's pretty significant. One is Quark Pharmaceuticals related, because we are preparing for an IPO with regards to what we're going to do with patents, as well as there are some litigation items, one of them, that we need to sort out. So that's another reason why. And also, for the pipeline impairments, it came from Kubota Pharmaceutical Holdings. We wanted to basically sort things out. Respectively, we recognized 5.7 billion and 21 billion each. That added up to approximately 27 billion. So various measures for further growth of the SBI Group. We want to transcend finance by centering on finance. From long ago, it is a slogan or catchphrase we have had in place. So we have the financial business and the non-financial businesses that I would like to talk about respectively. First is the financial business. Endeavoring to further increase market share and profit growth in all financial service businesses centering on securities, banking, and insurance. We would like to use proactively the utilization of advanced technologies to differentiate ourselves. We would like to strengthen competitiveness and gain market share. Secondly, we would like to improve operational efficiency. We would like to take advantage of RPA or robotic process automation that people started to talk about from 2017. But in any case, on a top-down basis, on a company-wide basis, we would like to implement this and roll this out. And for each of our companies and each of our business segments, we are telling people to implement this so that the indirect efficiency can increase or costs can come down. And thirdly is cross-functional efforts within the industry that we will promote actively. And we would like to contribute to the development of the overall financial industry. We believe that as a result, it will lead to profit contribution in the end. So these are the three things that I would like to focus on. So the first one is the advanced technologies portion.
So we will deploy cutting-edge technology. And we will actually use this in specific use cases. For example, Wealth Navi's robo-advisors. It's called Wealth Navi for SBI Securities that we deliver. And customers' assets under management at the end of April 24th is 30.3 billion. Number of accounts is approximately 40,000. Similarly, Money Design robo-advisor service, which is at Theo plus SBI Securities service, it's called customers' assets is 6.2 billion. Number of accounts is approximately 19,000. And we have a small amount theme-based investment service called Theme Killer provided by a portfolio created based by Minkabu's Munich analysis. So I think this will become popular because you can do this with a small amount. In addition to that, we have blockchain. This is utilized in almost all sorts of transactions, including securities and fixed income. And we would like to introduce this one by one ahead of others and ahead of the world. So that's our stance. And as for AI, we would like to implement this in TradeView operations for stocks. And we also will be using OCR equipped with AI provided by Double Standard. OCR stands for Optical Character Reading System. We will use this to start KYC operations related to My Number. Now, OCR is advancing rapidly. It was hard to read before, but today it will read more than 90% for sure. And we see if the precision increases, then utilization will increase as well. So we see potential in OCR. And even at the SBI Liquidity Market and SBI FX Trade, AI chatbot is used to respond automatically to the inquiries from the users. And even at the banks, robo-advisors at Wealth Navi and Theo are both used. And we have 10.6 billion yen in customer assets and approximately 11,000 accounts. And in terms of AI, we are introducing an advanced screening method for mortgages using AI technology. We are also testing a hybrid chat service capable of AI and manned correspondence for customer inquiries in a seamless manner. And in collaboration with Hitachi, we have started discussions on creating a screening service for financial institutions. And in collaboration with NEC, a monitoring system for countermeasures against unauthorized transfers are used. And at the savings bank in South Korea, the savings bank works with our investee and have a joint system using AI to carry out screening. And in fact, they have started using it and are producing great results. And in terms of API linkage, this is all becoming common sense. But we have launched Japan's first API tie-up. And since then, we have worked with Finbi, Monitas from Wealth Navi, or Shiratama. So in of these areas, we have provided services to support an effortless asset formation. So this is sort of the linkage we have. So proactive advanced technology usage cases at SBI Group companies. Thirdly, it's insurance-related business. This is safety support card and ASV discounts. ASV stands for Advanced Safety Vehicle. It prevents collisions, and it has brakes that will prevent collisions. So if a car is equipped with these devices and technology, then there will be discount on the risk and on insurance. So the policy period will start on after January 21, 2018. And we also have industry's first system using LINE messaging app for cost estimates based on just an auto insurance policy image. And we will also have industry first introduction of Apple Pay payments for auto insurance. So without having to input your card information, you can conveniently and safely make payments through Apple Pay. And we will also utilize different telematics technology so that we can tailor the auto insurance. And life insurance, in the same similar manner, we would like to make it more personalized. So as an incentive to join the insurance or to promote disease prevention of the policyholders, we will provide health management apps so that they can continuously monitor the health status. And we will work with Think on this. We will also utilize AI to do a cancer gene panel testing. We are working with Kinkiday University, their medical school, to conduct gene analysis and research on patients undergoing cancer treatment. Kinkiday University is quite advanced in this. And aside from that, we work with different venture companies. There's a company called Adwell. It's a seed venture company still. But for example, if you purchase food, you have that purchase data, and it keeps track of all the purchase data, and it analyzes the nutrition tendencies. So by analyzing the purchase data, they're able to obtain that sort of information. So it's a health management app called Civitas, which Adwell has developed. So these are the things cutting edge that no others will engage in order to customize, tailor insurance. These are very ordinary questions. Why is it that the insurance is not more personalized? We don't have that question. We don't leave it as it is. We actually work on it. And we have an insurance consulting support platform. We believe that many people have surplus insurance, excessive insurance, and we want to create a platform to make it more efficient. And there's a company called Finance APP, which has a great technology. So we will be introducing their technology so that we can optimize the insurance and that surplus funds can be invested in and redistributed in savings and investments. And we are going to recommend this to regional banks. Just because the insurance company is a shareholder, we have to sell their product. Financial institutions should not be bound to that. The financial institutions should be marketing what's best for the customers. So that is why we want to change the mechanism. In fact, fiduciary duty must be customer-centric, even for insurance or even investment trust or even equities, anything. In everything we do, we must be concerned about fiduciary duty with customer-centric concept. So we have social lending, fintech solutions, SBI Remit. This is a company that does remittance service. So we work with different ventures to endeavor on new initiatives. And then in terms of improving operational efficiency, in FY 2018, We endeavor to increase productivity of indirect departments and reduce costs by focusing on the promotion of RPA. Actually, banks have started quite early in RPA. In beginning of 2016, we have already begun considering utilization of robotics. There's an Israeli company technology which we introduced in the beginning, and we have begun using robotics. So that was January 2017, and we established RPA promotion office, and we have introduced two products from these companies. And in fact, we have altogether in parallel used three products in 73 different operations, and we have been able to reduce 3,000 hours per month, 36,000 per year. In fact, if you monetize this, this is a cumulative of 1 billion yen reductions in 5 years. So you can see this is a great effect and RPA will deliver. RPA technology. Just on March 27, there's a company that went public, and it is now just about to generate a market cap of 100 billion yen. But this company's white label, SBI Trade, Trade WinTech, has received an OEM consignment from them. And also, whether it be at RPA Holdings or SBI Holdings, SBI Securities, we will be implementing RPA. Even at Morningstar, they have this enormous amount of data which they must manually enter. Now, robots would replace that. So these are the routine work. These are very regular, systemized work. I think robots are best fit to take over that. What's difficult for robots is to deal with exceptions or non-regular, non-formatted work. And we want to make it possible to do that. And we can actually let the robots do that utilizing AI. Particularly if you use AIs with deep learning capabilities, it will become possible. And if you push that furthermore, it will can receive more autonomous, sophisticated situation of RPA. So it's RPA plus sophisticated AI. I am currently preparing to establish an operating company. So with this RPA, which is almost perfect, and we can add AI, but that's not enough. You also need to analyze the big data that process is necessary. So if you do all of that, then you will have that be able to build that highly sophisticated RPA and AI. So we are working on improving profitability within the group, and we have built experience and expertise. And while we work on building big data, and we can implement for the learning analytical model, and then we can promote sales expansion of versatile products outside of the group and establish a more autonomous RPA and AI. So we are already working on this cross-sector initiatives. For example, you have DLT. We have enhanced DLT and digital asset XRP. XRP, some people do not like cryptocurrency like XRP, but if you don't, then you can just use DLT, distributed ledger technology. But with that, you can only maybe realize a cost reduction of 30-33%. But if you actually add this digital asset of XRP, you can make reductions by 60%. And so far, there are very few who are using XRP, but this is gradually spreading. And using Ripple's DLT, more than 100 financial institutions have already globally joined this network. So we know that more will be added. In 2016 May, we have established SBI Ripple Asia, and we have established the Japan Bank Consortium We can centralize domestic and foreign payments, reduce operational costs, settlement on a real-time basis 24/7, reducing payment infrastructure costs, reducing banks' payment costs, reducing customers' remittance fees. And at this point in time, the mega banks, which comprises 40% of the total deposits in Japan, mega banks and regional banks with 80% of Japan deposits are part of this network to build this consortium and this scheme. And in order to achieve this, we have developed RC Cloud for the first time in the world. And in addition to that, in March 2018, we have a money tab, a smartphone app for remittance, which is connected to RC Cloud 2.0. So it's a shared gateway development, and with further developing the app as needed. So participating banks can realize this service at a very low cost. And this is Money Tap's overview. You have for the smartphones, aside from the account's number, you can use your telephone number to make settlements. And you can do combined fingerprint recognition. We can balance both user experience and security. And user-to-user remittance can be done real-time with comfort. So Sumikin, SBI, Net Bank, and Suruga Bank, and Resona Bank will first engage in the operational tests, and we hope to release this after the summer. And we have CAR Consortium. We're working together as an industry to establish consortium. We have nine entities like Credit Sessions, JCB, Sumitomo Mitsui Card. In addition to cryptocurrency issuance and point management, we will endeavor to utilize KYC, anti-money laundering, single sign-on. Each of these financial institutions will need this sort of capability. And so rather than do it on its own, it's about working on together to develop this. Just we have in April 2018 established Securities Consortium. I am the chairman of this consortium. So we have SBI Securities, Nomura, Daiwa, and Rakuten Securities. Altogether, 35 entities are part of this consortium. Again, this is a cross-industry effort to develop technologies for KYC, anti-money laundering, etc. Then that way, we can improve customers' convenience and operational efficiency for the entire financial industry. And in fact, by doing so, we can actually improve a transition from savings to investment. It's very difficult to do this. So for example, you have an issue problem like coin check. If something occurs in the industry, then all at once you are suspended from doing business. And you receive, you know, business improvement orders from the authority. What happens, something like that happens, is that customers, investors all think this is not good anymore. So we need to work on things like this as an industry as a whole so that we can promote transition from savings to asset formation investment. You say they have 180 trillion or so in personal savings. And it's strange that more than 50% are in savings. We say 100-year life with healthy life. But you know, you can have a longevity, but you also need to have asset formation. Otherwise, you will not be able to live that long. How hard is nursing care? So challenging. And you're now beginning to hear, you know, Oxivo and Kitolushi, you know, these anti-cancer drugs. But you must make sure you form your assets, build your assets. And we need to promote this as an industry effort, KYC, commonization of the securities work. We must all and also DLT Advanced Testing Working Group, we must be very flexible to carry out this proof of concept so that as an industry, we can apply this advanced technology to improve customers' convenience and promote transition from savings to investment or asset formation. Now, S-Coin platform, so you have J-Coin, S-Coin, M-Coin, different kind of coin platforms. I say, with 1 yen, J-Coin, 1 yen, M-Coin will deal with that. I think that's not good. The S-Coin we have in mind is S-Coin and CPI. So S-Coin itself must change, or it must be floating as well. So I instruct that they build something like this. So from the bank's point of view, you no longer need ATM, because ATM is the highest cost component for the financial institutions. So that is why they want J-Coin, M-Coin. But in terms of streamlining the operations of banks, that's great. But if each financial institution worked on J-Coin and M-Coin, it would be difficult to do business outside. And you have regional banks in regions, you know, and they're controlling that region. Our S-Coin platform is linked to CPI. But for example, if there's a regional currency, we will do that. And the issuer could be a regional bank. So in each of the community, you know, they can create their local token, and we will provide the platform for them to do that. And that's the S-Coin platform. Please use our S-Coin platform.
S-Coin platform issuance example. This is collaboration with UC Card. It is called UC Daiba Coin. It's a provisional name that we started POC for this local the currency. The preceding mobile shift of the existing financial ecosystem by expanding mobile-first services. Looking at our group companies, a mobile ratio is still low. And I'm saying that that ratio should be much higher. We need to be we need to have user interface using mobiles and smartphones, and we need to develop products for that. Morningstar, the 64.1%, the most advanced in that aspect, but we need to go closer to 100%. And of course, the securities companies, they do the day trading using multiple number of screens. And then some customers, of course, would like to use big screens, not smartphone small screens. But there are others who are satisfied with the smartphones, and then we need to use the smartphones to provide our services. The Morningstar Japan launched My Cryptocurrencies, a mobile-optimized cryptocurrency information app. So there are more than 1,600 cryptocurrencies, and we could provide the information, price information, and ranking, and translated articles by CoinDesk, which is one of the largest medias related to digital assets in the US. When it comes to information, what is the price in what the exchange? Without such information, I have just happened to use this, so I'm going to use this exchange. And that's why you need to pay the ridiculously big spread. And some players are earning greatly, for example, the Coincheck. And the names, which are very, very anonymous, are filling the market, and without any consideration for the safetiness. That's outrageous to see such players in the market. We need to do something about it. And for that, we need to have good information, and we need to have those investors look at that such information. Our spread should be narrowest. That's my instruction. Narrowest spread. our commissions, are very small, actually the smallest, and that way we have been increasing the number of customers while the deposit rate should be higher than other companies. And also for the FX trading, absolutely fair. And we do not widen the spread when something unexpected happens. We always control and limit the spread. We have such a sense of ethics as a company, and that we are going to introduce it in this area as well. Well, next, Moovin. With Moovin of the US, we offer a banking app specialized in mobile UI UX. The Moovin 30 and the SBI Group, the 70, that's the shareholding between the two companies. The institutions are showing their interest in participating in this initiative so that they can be the global entities. In 2011, Moovin was established and started business in 2013 as the first mobile-based bank in the world. The TD Bank or the Westpac in New Zealand are already in the place. SBI Bank in Russia, our bank, is also using this in Russia for their business. The other established a joint venture with the centralized mobile applications Israeli company, which provides a mobile banking remittance service, Payki. And we decided to establish a joint venture between the SBI Group and the decentralized mobile applications. And they provide APK, the only service that enables users to make seamless payments on a messenger service platform using a keyboard app. So our ecosystem, the financial ecosystem, we have the existing one. We are going to utilize financial ecosystem, digital asset ecosystem, based on the cryptocurrency, and we add it to the financial data ecosystem. But the mobile first should be used for both of them. So I felt that the mobile first doesn't need to be the basis for another ecosystem. So we are going to implement the mobile first services, and and also we are going to introduce such the services to the regional institutions. And now we are going to strengthen alliance with regional financial institutions, contributing to regional revitalization through the reform of the regional financial institutions. First, SBI Group's basic policy for regional revitalization project. The regional financial institutions, short-term, medium-term, or long-term, they are faced with many challenges. For short-term, negative interest rate policy, it seems that Mr. Kuroda is going to continue this policy for a while. So that's negative interest rate policy, giving the bad impact on the bank's earnings. On the medium term, the fintech is advanced more and more in the financial the sector, and the regional institutions cannot make catch-ups. And on the long term, the aging society, aging population, declining population. And in such a society, how the regional financial institutions can survive? Under such circumstances, we'd like to help them. For example, as short-term measures, the significant reduction in unnecessary cross-shareholding between banks and an effective utilization of capital, and we use such capital for innovation, for fintech, for the implementation of fintech, or increase customer benefits by pursuing fiduciary duties, as well as an adherence to the stewardship code. We are already living in such an era. And how to respond to the needs of such era? And we can give some solutions to that. As to RPA, this robotic process automation, how to introduce RPA in regional financial institutions? We will encourage regional financial institutions to use what we are using. And for the midterm to long-term measures, how to expand reach for the customers from regional level to national level. The various alliance strategies should be there. So we can provide the other various measures for their transformation. Regional financial institutions to change. If they change, what would happen? This is just one example. For example, improve asset management capabilities and product development capabilities. And then the community, the people, can form their assets, formulate their assets. And then expansion of the consumption can be expected. And in the regional industries, there will be growth and expansion. And in those regional industries, we make investment. For example, the e-commerce that we invest can be utilized to change SMEs in regions through technology. And we can encourage those banks to work with us, with us providing technology to do that. And when the regional industries change, and there will be needs for new needs for financing, and that will improve the regional financial institutions' earnings, such the virtuous cycle that should be generated. More specifically, I always deliver on my words. One step by one, with a rigorous plan. First, the SBI Securities, of the 105 regional banks, there are 27 having a securities subsidiary. 26 first-tier regional banks have, among the 64, have the securities. One out of 41 second-tier regional banks has a securities firm. From 2015 to 2017, seven securities companies started regional financial seven securities are the companies, regional financial institutions, the started operation, and they reported loss. And of the 27 securities subsidiaries, only five companies had net income of more than 500 million yen in fiscal year 2017. Why is this the case? Well, customer first sales attitude might not be there. Or to begin with, maybe they need more lines of products. For example, investment trust, securities A, 360 investment trusts. This is the largest. Compared to that, SBI Securities has 2,614 investment trusts, among which 1,282 are no-load investment trusts. So it's a big difference. And the other investors in regional areas will, of course, go with other SBI Securities. So under such circumstances, SBI Securities provides financial instruments intermediary services. Already, alliances with 16 companies have already been announced for the intermediary services from us, as you can see here on this page. Probably in June, the total of 30 number will be 30. We already have the additional 14 companies to be confirmed. So the total of 30 the companies that will use our financial instruments intermediary services of SBI Securities, and that will make a difference. So, in various ways, we are collaborating with the regional financial institutions based on strong connections, and the performance of those institutions should be improved. And for that, we will provide various products as well. That's why we started financial institutional sales department for equity trading. The number of customers increased very rapidly. Increased 2.7 times. Investment trust increased by 4.4 times compared to the July 2016, and newly issued bond transactions, number of customers, the plus 59, existing bond transactions, plus 35. And the SBI Money Plaza is launching first co-managed shop with Shimizu Bank. The Shimizu Bank SBI Money Plaza. And at one stop, the securities and insurance products and various products will be provided. So we started the operation in November 2017, and that timing being one in March 2018, the revenue increased to 9.2 against one, and the 4.3 for the customer's deposit assets. And this business is likely to expand with other the institutions. And the SBI Money Plaza, three business alliances with 34 regional financial the institutions, provides products for corporations and wealthy individuals. Next. Morningstar's tablet app to provide good proposals, positions to the investors. The regional banks selling investment trust price could go lower, and that will incur losses on the part of the other customers. And that would have negative impact on the reputation of the bank. So here is a tool that you can use, giving explanation. The Morningstar Japan is recommending this product. And that kind of sales approach can be taken. Fiduciary duty or stewardship code become buzzwords. Then by the other FSA, now we have 127 companies that are using tablet apps. It is investment trust the index. We have fund outline, chart function, market information, fund comparison, combination functions. Everything is included. And now robo advisor asset management tool provided by Morningstar Japan to 18 companies. And as I mentioned earlier, the AUM, the buy robo advisor, will be tremendous on a global basis. And their robots will exceed human beings. So active portfolio managers that can twin the index and the using a global index, including everything, then only robots can manage all of that. So we can let robo advisors do that. The SBI Regional Revitalization Asset Management was established. And now the six regional financial institutions are investing in this their establishment. And more than 15 the banks that will participate. SBI Regional Revitalization Asset Management, through this entity, we would like to make the regional institutions happy. And as to the asset management, I will even more focused on that. Mr. Asakura here is going to take the leadership there. As to asset management is to be strengthened. The target is 1 trillion yen within 1 year and 5 trillion yen level in less than 3 years. So we have been making lots of efforts.
So with regards to inside the company, we have institutional investors like Securities Insurance Group, Life Insurance, Non-Life Insurance, SSI, as well as the bank. So we have institutional investors within the group, and their assets under management are increasing. So obviously, we need to ensure that our performance improves. So there is a need within the company. And SBI Global Asset Management, we, with this entity in place, We'll be looking at domestic equity, overseas equities, derivatives, domestic bonds, and overseas bonds, as well as renewable energy funds, and ultimately, real estate, property, or cash management are elements we would like to look at so that global asset management can become a full-fledged company. We've started to focus on this, and ever since, the inflow of funds have grown substantially. From April 2016 going into March 2017, as well as from the period of April 2017 into March 2018, excess inflow of funds increased by 14.7 times. For the investment trust industry, it went up by 3.2 times. So you could see how substantial this growth has been. And with regards to comparison by management company, we are next to Sumitomo Mitsui Asset Management now when it comes to inflow of funds. With regards to PIMCO, the largest bond investment management company, it's rare for PIMCO to establish a JV, but they have with us. They only had one with a governmental entity in Singapore before, but it dissolved right away. Then after, they have never engaged in a joint venture. But myself and the then CEO at PIMCO got along, and straight away, we agreed to decide and decided to create the JV. And we were able to see the assets under management grow substantially to 184 billion. And for the SBI Regional Bank Value Creation Fund, we've set this up, and we've been getting additional applications. We get them on a monthly basis. And at largest, we hope the fund size will reach about 100 billion. People can make in-kind contributions in cash equities as well. So there's a lot of cross-shareholding between financial institutions, which is nonsense. The FSA has been pointing this out, and they've been saying that they should dissolve it all along. However, governance strengthening and effective utilization of capital has been asked for all along. But then, who is going to take care of the in-kind contribution or cash equities? That's where we come into the picture. We will have own capital, and we will change banks. We were able to turn around a Korean bank over a short period of time, and we were able to do we are going to do so with a Russian bank going forward. We are going to change it drastically. And if we have the shares of regional banks, we will promote a variety of technologies so that we can make things change. By doing so, Mr. Kuroda, he can't hold on to his zero interest rate policy forever. And for the U.S. and neutralization or monetary easing, they are transitioning to rate hikes instead already. When you look at inflation lately, we are expecting that rates will rise quite quickly going forward. That's where we are. It will probably go up in Europe as well. It's going to be a matter of, is Japan going to continue this forever? And when are they going to stop? That might happen in the future. So for private equity, it has been seeing good growth, especially for CVCs, corporate venture capitals. We have been setting these up one after the other. And CVC, for example, we've established CVC funds with three companies, including Nikko and Intage. And we've established the funds with three companies, including Mitsui Kinzoku and House Foods Group. But we have been increasing the number of CVCs with many companies. Our identification abilities of looking for good companies to invest in, people say they are amazed, especially in the area of fintech. But actually, what happens is that we don't have to look for them. They come to us because they want investments from us. And they come from not only in Japan, but from global regions. There is a book called Praxis in FinTech that came out from Nikkei. It's going to be in Chinese, Korean, and it has been translated into English as well. The one that's translated into English, people have been asking for copies. So if you read through it, you'll probably feel that you would like to consult SBI. Of course, it's not just Japanese companies, which is a matter of course, but it's from global companies. We are highly regarded. For example, CV Insight, that's a rating company. We are number one in the field of blockchain. That exceeds Google and GS. So, proactively expanding assets under management through M&A and establishment of a joint venture company. Currently, we are exceeding 800 billion, but we would like to bring this to 1 trillion yen as soon as possible. We will be doing M&As. We are looking for opportunities right now. We will be proactive in growing AUM to 1 trillion first and then to 5 trillion. Now, establishing a new digital asset base ecosystem by thoroughly pursuing synergies with the group existing financial ecosystem along with the domestic and overseas affiliated partners. In this regard, first of all, with regards to how we are organized, SBI Digital Asset Holdings. It's going to be a wholly owned entity, and we have set this up. And we also have the cryptocurrency mining company, SBI Crypto, as well as the cryptocurrency exchange, virtual currencies, and SBI Capital Base, which is a financing platform, including ICOs. We also have cryptocurrency fund origination, as well as investment advisory covered by this entity. We're going to set up crypto investment as well, and they will be investing into a number of companies. That's what we hope to do. In NASDAQ, for cryptocurrencies, or they have started to handle, there is a high potential that they will start to handle cryptocurrencies. That's what's being said in the US. If that becomes reality, it's going to be amazing. Ripple and Ethereum, SEC is starting to move so that they could handle them as securities. If they are recognized as securities, whether it be a coin or not, it doesn't matter. There is no great difference. Of course, it might be a little bit more cumbersome in being recognized as a security, but we don't think we're going to be using Ripple for an ICO, and it's separate from ICOs. Regulation is being talked about mainly in initial coin offerings. In the case of the US, they're talking about regulating by state law, but if they do so, things will become very messed up. That's why the SEC is trying to organize things. And COTC, at the Chicago Mercantile, CFTC, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, already carries bitcoins or cryptocurrencies for trading. So that's the direction we're heading towards. For Japan, Ripple is acknowledged as a cryptocurrency, so is Ethereum on a market cap basis. It's number two or number three on a global scale as well. This is not going to change. Japan stipulates it that way by law, but if something changes in the US, it will make shifts in Japan, and that will be a positive for us. Construct strong digital asset ecosystem by having SBI Investment and SBI Crypto Investment invest into digital asset-related ventures with high level of technology. So like I said, we will be investing into ventures. So these are investments and alliances with digital asset-related ventures. We may establish ventures in some cases, but in any case, in main regions around the world, we are continuing to make investments. Virtual currencies will begin its business at appropriate timing within this year, vigorously pursuing synergies with existing financial ecosystems and with partners in and outside of Japan to become the industry leader in a short period. First of all, with regards to the timing of kickoff, September 29th, In 2017, we were registered for cryptocurrencies exchange and trading business. And then we started pilot sales of XRP to limited customers with sales model service. But now, business has been stopped for a while. I'll talk about the reasons why later. If we start, though, we will be number one over a short period of time anyway. So if we get a tremendous amount of customers, we need to ensure we have a system that's able to handle them with regards to the target. There might be a lot of competition, and there might be a lot of hacking as well. So that is why we need to ensure our system is extremely safe. Why are we so confident? It's because we have 4.26 million securities accounts and 3.21 million bank accounts. And for SBI Liquidity or FX Trade, we have 1.05 accounts. So we have a total of 23 million accounts. So what happened after the issue around Coincheck? Out of the 16 dealers that are registered, GMO Coin and Tech Bureau was issued with a business improvement order, as well as Coincheck. They received three business improvement orders, and they went bust because of that incident. So they got a suspension order, improvement order, and there were other people who decided to withdraw their application, and many dealers went out of business. So with this as a backdrop, should we start our operations? No. That is why we have suspended operations at this moment. With regards to volume, it has went down by half since the incident. So it's about trust. We need to ensure that the trust is back. The other day, the Japan Virtual Currency Exchange Association finally, the setup was decided, and as one of the directors and one of their seniors and one of the people who experienced a lot in the industry, I talked about matters in front of this audience, and we talked about the industry and how I can lead the industry in a strong way so that we could have a decent industry in place. Until we get the certification, it will take several months until we are certified as a self-regulating organization. But we need to ensure that these things move on properly. So there's been so many suspension orders, business improvement orders. So obviously, due to Coincheck, so a research group on cryptocurrency exchanges was set up by the FSA right away, and new regulations are currently being considered, as you can see here. So we will continue to look at the movements of the authorities, and with regards to the starting date, we would like to draw a conclusion by the summer of 2018, and once we do, we would like to start operations as soon as possible, right away. And like I mentioned earlier, we are going to take advantage of our resources in its fullest and become the leader overnight. And we would like to strive for the minimum spreads. No one will be able to make money out of this if we do so. For the people who used to be profitable in the past, they will go out of business probably. SBI Virtual Currency seek near-term profitability through the maximum exercise of internal group synergies and with external companies.
We weren't the first to do it. In fact, we were late entrants. But in 2009, March, we had 400 million yen operating profit. We just started it in November 2008. So immediately after we started, we were able to book 400 million. And if you look at in the following year, in the full year, it was operating profit of 840 million yen. So we had SBI FX Trade, which started operation in May 30, 2012. After 1 year of establishment, they were able to eliminate cumulative losses. And it's all because of the power from the ecosystem. We have more than 23 million in customer base, and it's the leveraging that power, the strength. And the other day, I mentioned about how we will test this. And we said we would test it out, and suddenly we saw a surge of the SBI securities bank accounts securities account increasing from 40,000 to 64,000. So it jumped up. So you can see how vivid the response reactions are. You can see the same thing with the Sumishin Net Bank as well. So when we say we do cryptocurrency, you can see the number of accounts increasing for both securities and bank, which and banks and securities will be able to gain more profits from our ecosystem. And it's not only that, our strength. So SBI Crypt is already doing mining. It has Bitcoin Cash, and it's mining that. And Global Max, we will make a full-scale operation of Global Max. Then that means we can have a linked play, interplay between Hong Kong and Japan. And as I said earlier, we have XRP. We have about 10% of Ripple. We're a large shareholder. We have directors on board. And so we can supply XRP in a different ways. This is the situation of Bitcoin Cash mining. So we have opened overseas locations, two, and we're considering third. So this is the mining situation. And what we're putting most emphasis, strength, is in wallet security. And we have Enchain in UK, Coolbit in Taiwan, Yuha Sipio in Denmark, Everspin Korea, and Switzerland Company B. We form alliance with them so that we can secure the most sophisticated security technology. And CoinDesk. This is sharing the market information with CoinDesk. So we will distribute news and price information of cryptocurrencies released in US and Japan. And we will co-host, you know, world conferences. So as long as we do this business, and I believe this will be considered securities, and that's fine with us. But we want to set an example in ICO. We want to be set an example for that. And in terms of biotech, we are developing existing drug pipeline as well, seeking new licensing opportunities. So you can see licensing out one after another. Most important is Quark. So Quark, I already mentioned that we have completed AKI phase two, and we have now three phase three products. And by we plan to go public on NASDAQ in the United States. I can't talk too much about it today, so I can't speak about details. And more than this, my expectations is very high. I believe that it can become a unicorn company, a venture startup with more than $1 billion. In valuations. So SBI is not just a financial services company, but we do bio. So we're beyond financial services. And I believe that when we go public on NASDAQ, I'm planning to publish place two ads on newspapers. And Ala is now on a profitable stage. So you have bladder cancer, you have gastric cancer, cisplatin, nephropathy. So cisplatin is good for protecting your renal organ, mitochondrial disease. In 1 year and 4 months, once you're diagnosed with mitochondrial disease, you die. And we're working on phase three already, considering out licensing. And then you have cardiac ischemic, perfusion injury. We're planning to get into phase three is prepared by Oxford University in UK. And then you have brain tumor, and you shed light, and then you drink ALA, and it kills cancer cells. And this is called PDT. It's photodynamic therapy. So it's not PDD, but it's PDT. It's a 100% subsidiary in Germany. Now we are now just about to get approved. We did get approval by FDA on June 2017 for a brain tumor in the United States, and we will make our U.S. Company a subsidiary. And for the first time in the United States, we will begin shipping in April 26, 2018. That's what we announced. So we will start marketing from first half of 2018. Chugai is the company we licensed out, and they are doing very well with selling. They are doing for gastric cancer, phase 3 is underway. It's just a matter of time. And for Neo Pharma, this is a company, the profit is booked 50-50 between us and the Neo Pharma. It's a company in Dubai, and they have booked the sales of 12 billion yen. And in 2018, launched a health food, Natu Ala, in more than 20 countries worldwide. And as for Ala promo, we are now increasing the stores up to 15,803. And we have a premium product, which is expected to be launched in October. It has high levels of 5 Ala. And we are attaching Hsinchu University scientific data to prove that proves the exercise capacity of the elderly. We plan to launch this in December. We have also scientific data from Hawaii University to improve the quality of sleep. And again, this will be launched in December. So for a cognitive improvement, Ginkgo Bilboa utilization. Ginkgo Bilboa is already launched in December 2017. And we are working with Juntendo University in improving sports training effect. Again, this launched to be in 2018. And for male menopause improvement, again, this is done at the Juntendo University, planned to be launched in FY 2019. So you can see increasing functional food with functional claims. Now, changes in group vision. We will be changing the breakdown in sales. Actually, we announced this July 27, 2017, and we said that in 3 years it would be 631 in terms of financial services, asset management, biotechnology, business division segment. And what it was 63.9, the composition 8, and 56.5, and minus 337.3. This is bio because of the impairment losses we had to book. But we have now finally been able to see our goal, so we decided that we will change our group vision. So in 1 year, pre-tax profit would be 71.8 billion. We were thinking maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, but I think we can accelerate this to 1 to 2 years. If without the impairment, we'd have realized it this year. So that would be aiming for ROE, would be more than 10%. In fact, this March, we have already recorded 11.6%, so we have achieved this goal this year. And as for the annual dividend, it will be 100 yen per share. That's our target, but we have already achieved 85 yen. And then target market cap. When we announced in July 2017, we say we will double the market cap of 330 billion yen. But in April 23rd, we have already picked the market cap at 646.5 billion. So we decided we will endeavor to achieve 100 billion yen. So this is how we will change our plan and vision. So that is all. I'm sorry I went overboard with time, but that is all from me. Thank you very much for your kind attention.